Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wellman resident David Fleming, who has been named as a semifinalist for the National Merit Scholar Program.
How did it feel to be named a semifinalist for the Merit Scholar Program, knowing that you are representing such a small percentage of high school students who are of this level of academic success?
It feels pretty good. I got word that, well, my parents got the letter first and showed it to me, and so they were excited, and I was excited, and I'm just pretty happy all around that I managed to do it.
And when did you take the qualifying test?
I took the PSAT back in October last year, I think, and I took the full SAT in June.
And have you received your scores back from that yet?
I have. Would you like to know what they are?
Sure.
1,500. Scored a 710 on the reading and writing and a 790 on the math section.
How did that compare with the scores from the PSA qualifying test?
I think I scored a mid 1400s on the PSAT, so I was definitely glad to see my increase in score.
What has motivated you to strive to excel in academics?
That's a tough question. I just really enjoy learning, so that's part of it. Friends and family, God, there are all sorts of places I can get motivation from, and it's out of a love for learning and these things that really drives me, I think.
Once you finish high school, what are your thoughts as to what you want to do next?
Well, I have this general idea that I'm going to go to college and I'm going to study math, but if you want something better than that, I'm sorry. I can't give you a better answer because I don't know much more specific than that.
No, I'd say you're at a good start. What draws you closer to math?
Well, the thing that I like about math is that you start off very basic, and everything that comes along later you can build off of from these basic principles that you learn when you're very young, you know, like addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. Then from there you build on to algebra, you get exponents, algebra leads to geometry. Well, I'm not sure if there's a direct correlation, but it just branches off, and it's so very logical. You're building step by step from the previous propositions and stuff.
You are homeschooled. I wonder, how long have you been homeschooled, and how do you think that maybe differs or gives you a better learning experience than the traditional classroom setting?
I've been homeschooling since kindergarten, basically. How it's really been different is that I've been really good at math, and so my mom was able to put me on an accelerated pace for math. So I was doing more advanced math in, like, middle school. Something that's really unique to me, at least I think it's unique, is that as a homeschooler in Iowa, I can go to Mid Prairie and take classes there at the public school. So I do that for some things as well. And that's really helped me with being around people, I think.
And what kinds of classes are those, I wonder?
Right now I'm taking government. I've taken chemistry and AP chemistry there. I'm also taking physics at the moment. An organized Spanish classes was pretty good for me last year. Taken art there, and then band and choir, because it's hard to be a band and a choir without multiple people.
And what do you play in band?
I play trumpet and French horn.
What other things do you like to do with your time, your free time, you know, extracurriculars or any hobbies?
I like to run. I'm part of the Mid Prairie cross country team and their track team in the spring. I also like to read a lot. So if anyone's listening there hoping to learn something, my advice is to read. I like playing games, like hanging out with my family.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with National Merit Scholar semifinalist David Fleming. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.